Wieder zurück zu der Bibel, hin zu dem Licht in dem Wort. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, we welcome everyone to today's video broadcast with Brother Frank. We are so thankful that we can still hear the word and that the Lord will strengthen our brother after body, soul, and spirit. Lord, we ask you to bless Brother Frank. Let us read a word together. And I would like to read Psalm 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name for ever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. I will praise thy name for ever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their food in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and faithful in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry, and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name for ever and ever. Beloved brothers and sisters, we have read here, the Lord upholdeth all that fall. He helps everyone who seeks help from him. He raises up all those that be bowed down. Yes, in this day and age, we may be afflicted. We may be afraid of what is to come. But the Lord has promised that he will carry his own through, that he will bring all things out gloriously. The eyes of all wait upon thee, so do we. We wait for the glorious appearing of our Lord. And it goes on, and thou givest them their food in due season. What a mighty word! We have received the food distributed through Brother Frank, his faithful servant. And this food has served and continues to serve us for edification. And the food has been distributed at the right time, as the Lord has shown our brother. May the Lord bless him after body, soul, and spirit, that we were allowed to experience such great signs and wonders also in our lives, and that we may hold fast to his true word and all his promises. For he has written here, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will help them. In this we also trust, that the Lord will help us in everything and prepare us for the glorious day of his return. Let us now pray together. Faithful Heavenly Father, to you be all praise and honor and thanksgiving for all your work and all you have done in our lives. You have called us out of the world. You called us out of all denominations to give us food and to call us out and make us ready for your glorious day. Lord, we thank you for such grace. We thank you for helping again and again. We have been able to experience your help again and again, and we continue to trust that you, O Lord, will make all things well. Bless this day. Bless all who listen and watch. And above all, bless your servant. Bless us when we hear your word. To you alone, Lord, be brought all praise, all glory, and all honor in your glorious and wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, I too would like to greet you from Zurich. Brother Scherer has read us a wonderful word. It is actually a whole sermon. And we are grateful to the Lord God that we can believe everything what the Scripture says, as far as the external things are concerned. We assume that the regular meetings will also take place again here in Switzerland. After all, God gives grace, and we are convinced that we have really arrived very close to the return of Christ. And the word of the Lord must be proclaimed with all seriousness, and everyone must take it to heart, not read and hear it lightly, but be addressed by every word. Many have sent us greetings from all over the world. And we greet from Zurich. And from Zurich, we also greet all brothers and all sisters in all nations and languages. Today, we will read some serious scriptures. And it is my prayer that God's word will accomplish in every way, in each one, what it was sent to do. There you go. We read from Isaiah 57, verse 15. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Thanks be to the Lord. We need both a new refreshing, a quickening, a strengthening, a comforting. We all need the Lord to bless anew and to truly confirm his word, as was done in the ministry of the apostles and in the ministry of Brother Branham. God says, I dwell in the holy place and with him that is of a contrite and humble spirit. May the Lord God work this in us, that the Lord God feels at home in our midst and bless beyond asking and understanding. Here you go. We read from Psalm 145, verse 14. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. We have already heard this in the opening word from Brother Scherer. The Lord upholdeth all that fall. The Lord is omnipresent in every situation, on every day, in every situation. The Lord is with us, as he promised, and we trust him to uphold, comfort, and strengthen us so that we can go forward in faith. There you go. We read Psalm 145, verse 15. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their food in due season. We have heard that too. And we thank the Lord that we may be among those who indeed wait for the food that the Lord presents to us. The Lord lays a rich table before us. He leaves us in no want. Every subject, everything God has illuminated, everything he has revealed, and he gives food in due season. Thanks be to him. There you go. We read from John, chapter 4, verse 34. Jesus saith unto them, My food is to do the will of him that sent me.
Amen.
Amen. May it be so with all of us, that we not only speak of food, not only speak of the will of God, but may it be true for all of us that spiritual food combined with the will of God brings about in our lives that for which the Lord God has revealed his word, which has become food for us and has introduced us to the will of God. There you go. We read from Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This too we must take especially to heart today, that the man who is born of God, who has become a child of God, has inner, sincere, honest approval of every word, not only of one word that suits us, but of every word of God. And today, we are going to talk about some important points that were of particular concern to Brother Branham. But please, let us take to heart what has already been read to us. Man does not live by bread alone, not by the revealed word alone, but by every word, really, by every word that we have no resistance within us, but inner assent, and ask God to give us the grace that every word may be lived out through us. There you go. We read from Matthew 24, verse 45. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season? We must also take this word to heart. God has indeed given grace and sent his prophet, as he promised in the Old Testament and confirmed in the New, that he would send a prophet like Elijah to restore all things to its rightful place. And for that, we are grateful to God with all our heart and soul. There you go. We read from the prophet Joel, chapter 2, verse 26. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that has dealt wondrously with you.
Amen.
Amen. Then ye shall eat in plenty. God has provided food. He has provided the revealed word. I don't want to go into the details, but we are indeed living in the last phase, which is being fulfilled biblically before our eyes. And again and again, we can proclaim, today, this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. Today, it is no longer about what God did in the time of Abraham, in the time of Moses, in the Old Testament, nor only about what God did at the beginning of the New Testament church. For that, we are thankful. Here we have the witnesses who have left us everything that God has done. But now it is really about that we, as the church of the living God, are being put on the ground of the promises, so that God can fulfill all the promises. Only those who believe the promises of God will experience them in fulfillment. Please, let us take it to heart. Let us read on. We read from the prophet Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 16. And the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion, in the holy land, and shall choose Jerusalem again.
Amen.
This is also a very important word. God will not receive Israel in the Far East or in the South, but in the Promised Land, in Jerusalem, on Mount Zion. God will receive His people Israel where He has destined them. And we all know about the promises. And we all know what happened in Jerusalem, and that God promised Jerusalem to the people of Israel, and that the kingdom will go forth from Jerusalem again. But now, related to us, to the New Testament church, God is not leading us today to the time of the Reformation or to the time of the revivals that happened after the Reformation. God is leading us back today to the holy ground, to the doctrines that went out from Jerusalem. For thus it is written, the word of the Lord shall go forth from Jerusalem, and the teaching from Mount Zion. As the church of the living God, we need to come back, absolutely coming back to the word that was preached in Jerusalem when and where the church was established. And for this, God has used Brother Branham to bring us back to all the doctrines of the apostles and prophets and to bring the people of God home from all error and confusion into the land of promise, into the word of promise. And we are children of promise, and we believe that God is now really, as Brother Branham has also said a few times, now the Lord is calling the bride out of the church. All the seven church age messages are always addressed to the church, but the promise has always been given to the overcomers. And now the Lord is calling out the bride who will appear before the Lord as an overcomer. And this is what matters, that we really take the last step before the return of Jesus Christ and return to God, to His Word, to Jerusalem, and respect what was taught in the beginning, whether it is about Godhead, water baptism, Lord's Supper, everything back to the biblical preaching for the glory of God and the building up of the bride church of Jesus Christ. Here you go. We read from Zechariah 2, verse 17. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for He is raised up out of His holy habitation. We must also take this word to heart. We simply have to say that all who are on the way somewhere with a proclamation, be silent. What you have to say is no longer valid. Only that what God has to say is valid in the church, and especially in the bride of Jesus Christ, our Lord. May all be silent who have no divine calling. In all churches, people are equipped. Yes, have their seminaries, their Bible schools, and then they open their mouths and preach. Let all flesh be silent. Let the Lord God speak. Just imagine if the church of Jesus Christ were so torn. Some would believe what the Methodists teach, others what the Baptists teach, others what the Lutherans teach. Think of it, that such a thing could stand before God. It is impossible. That's over now. For the church of the living God, only what God has said in His Word is valid. And the church is the foundation of truth and not a structure of lies, not a Christian denomination or church brought into existence by human beings, but the blood-bought multitude forms the church of the living God. And he who is of God hears only God's word. And for this we are thankful, for this is the phase into which God has now placed us, to listen only to what the Spirit of God has to say to the Church through the Word of God. All others can be silent. Here you go. We read from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen. This is already part of what has just been said. And our beloved Lord and Savior, in his high priestly prayer, expressed the words, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. Human interpretations have nothing at all to do with truth. And therefore, because without holiness we cannot behold the Lord, we must, it is a divine must, we must agree with the Word of God alone and be sanctified in it. For we have received the greatest and most important promises, which now find their fulfillment by grace, and we want to and will be there when the Lord completes his work. Here you go. We read from Hebrews 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. We have already emphasized that. But it is just good to have it said again, so that all take it to heart, that no true believer can go on in his own ways, abide in his own doctrines, but that all bow under the mighty hand of God, and this in faith and obedience. Obedience belongs to faith, and faith belongs to obedience. And to this, the Lord will bring all brothers and sisters who now believe God's word, that through faith and obedience we may experience what God has promised us. Here you go. We read from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array. We must also take this word very seriously. It is addressed to our dear sisters. Tell me honestly, is a believing woman allowed to walk around with a skirt that is 10 centimeters above the knee? Or should she walk around with a dress that is 10 centimeters below the knee. I once preached in Canada in the 70s in Saskatchewan in a Mennonite church, and there it is right up to our time that the women are really dressed so modest. The blouse is buttoned up to the top button, all the way to the top button. There is nothing open, and you will see what it's all about. Why Paul put such an emphasis on the many scriptures that talk about how women should be. And with us, it's not just the women, but the sisters in Christ. All other women will not listen to this, but the dear sisters in Christ will listen to it, dressed in modest clothing, not with hair braids, not with any adorned outward things, but dressed in simplicity and consecrated to God with their whole heart, and in obedience they will do what the Lord God has said. You all know, I also have to keep coming back to Brother Branham. In the 1,100 sermons, he will have mentioned women in at least 500 sermons. And in a moment, we will hear why he had to do it. Why he had to do it. And he went back to the Garden of Eden, to the beginning, into paradise, when Satan, the serpent, beguiled the first woman, and the first adultery was committed in the Garden of Eden. And thus the fall was the most terrible thing that God had to experience. And what was it? What was it? Just because a woman had gone along with what the enemy had to say to her, and already the seduction was not just in words, because what God had said was being questioned. Should God really have said? With this, the enemy still comes to all women and also to all men today. Should God really have said? Oh yes, everything that is written here, God has said. But as just pointed out, Brother Branham, as a directly called prophet, promised by God, sent by God, had to emphasize the matter of women so much. And we are now reading some more scriptures. Here you go. We read from Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a wife to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. These are the words of our Lord. These are the words of our Lord. Whoever looks at a wife to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart, and adulterers and fornicators will not inherit the kingdom of God. It is one of the most horrible sins that have happened on earth. And as I said before, it goes back to the Garden of Eden, to the beguiling in paradise. So, the Lord Himself said it. If a man looks at a wife to lust after her, and that is why Brother Branham emphasized that women should not adorn themselves, not paint themselves with things and make themselves beautiful and then present them to men, for they become guilty of adultery because they have presented themselves like that. Let us read on. We read from Leviticus chapter 20, verse 7. Sanctify yourselves therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. We have already emphasized that. And we will read on in a moment. We read from Leviticus 20, verse 8. And ye shall keep my statutes, and do them. I am the Lord, which sanctify you. Keep my statutes, my commandments, for it is I the Lord that sanctify you. Let's read on. We read from Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10. And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. We must all read Leviticus 20 in its entirety. A register is given of this and of that, which takes place, and that all were stoned and put to death on the spot who were guilty. God is a holy God, and He demands obedience and sanctification from all of us. And we read the next verse, and you will be amazed of all that is written. Here you go. We read from Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Yes, but I must draw your attention to open the Bible and read Leviticus 20. What is written there still applies today. For of the law, not one tittle shall pass away. It has been given to us. I will not mention what else is written there, but read it for yourself at home. Everything is mentioned there. Man with man, woman with woman, and man with animal, and woman with animal. Everything is mentioned there. And if we look into today's world, what do we find? The divine order no longer exists, and if it can be restored, then only among the elect, among the brothers and sisters in Christ who are sanctified in the word of truth, and in this only those can be sanctified who have been washed in the holy blood of the Lamb of God, who have personally received and accepted redemption, deliverance, and forgiveness. For only he who has personally experienced God and who has died to himself, yes, who has been crucified with Christ, only he will be able to overcome everything and live a life pleasing to God, even in the body. It is possible to live a life pleasing to God in the body, and that is where God wants to take us now. And for that, we have to read these scriptures that speak of it, what all needs to be cleared up so that we can really walk with God and be prepared for the rapture. It is not enough to speak of the end time message. It is not enough to say, God has revealed his word to us. It is not enough to say, God has given us the promises. All this is wonderful, and we are grateful to God for it. But now, the time is here. The return of the Lord is really at the door, just around the corner. And therefore, the emphasis must be placed on the fact that now is the time to live a life pleasing to God after spirit, soul, and body. Let us read on. We read from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins. Thanks be to the Lord for such words. The return of the Lord is near at the door. And we are told in the scripture what is necessary for our lives to please God. For so it is written of Enoch, that he had God's well-pleasing before his rapture, that God could now really give it by grace to all who believe the last message, that we take every word of God seriously and live it out, as already emphasized earlier. All others can go on their own ways, can believe and do what they like. But whosoever belongs to the church of the firstborn, whoever wants to be ready for the return of Jesus Christ, let him follow every word of God in obedience. There you go. We read the last scripture from Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends in Christ, this too must be said clearly once more. Brother Branham was given the direct commission to bring the message that would forerun the second coming of Christ. Just as John the Baptist was a promised prophet and brought the message at the first coming of Christ and prepared a people to the Lord, as we are told. Brothers and sisters, so it is now. It is not just a ministry like the five ministries described in the letter to the Ephesians. It is a ministry that is connected to the plan of salvation, not just to a local church, but it is the most important ministry before the return of Jesus Christ. And this last message should be proclaimed as a message of salvation to all nations and tongues. And Brother Branham said it with emphasis, not that I would forerun the second coming of Christ, but the message that God has given me will forerun the second coming of Christ. And so we know that our Lord called his servant and prophet home in December 1965. And in the same way, we know that he has been commissioned to store up the spiritual food, the word. The written word has become the revealed living word. And he carried out the commission. And if I have to say this again, I say have to on purpose, that the Lord has called and sent me directly to go from city to city to preach the word and to give out the spiritual food. I have finished this commission by grace. In the past 55 years, every month I have traveled all over the world to proclaim the last message to the whole earth. And brothers and sisters, I do not tell stories. And some brother asked me whether I was awake every time the Lord spoke to me, or whether it also happened in a dream. Let me testify to that before Almighty God. Every time I was awake, not once in a dream, but every time I was awake, whether it was April the 2nd, 1962, September 19th, 1976, whether it was all the other times. I was there, I heard the voice of the Lord, and I knew exactly where he was standing, whether he was standing at the window on the right. I knew exactly where the Lord was standing every time he spoke. And therefore, brothers and sisters, I must say it again. Take it from God that Brother Branham has carried out his commission and that I have carried out my commission, and that now all the brothers whom God has appointed to preach the same word, to give out the same spiritual food, that God has seen to it that all the people came to know about what God has appointed for this last phase. And as we find it in Matthew 24:14, that this divine message of salvation, to which everything belongs, what is written here, when it has been preached to all nations, then the end will come. And as certain as the last message has been preached to all nations, so certain will the end come now. And by grace we will witness the end. We can see from the signs of the times, really, a blind man can feel it with a cane, that we are now really experiencing everything that the Lord and the prophets and the apostles have predicted for the last days, for the last time. Whether it is the return of Israel to the land of promise, that God will take Israel on the holy ground in Jerusalem. Since 1948, we have had a state of Israel. God has taken possession of his people on the ground of promise. And what was promised to Israel will take place there after the rapture. But before that, what is necessary to prepare us for the rapture must take place in the bride church. And I'm just so glad that the Lord showed me the great wheat field, the overripe wheat field, the brand new combine, and commanded me to bring in the harvest. I'm so grateful to God for all the supernatural experiences. No human being can imagine what it means to me, always hearing the voice, as you hear my voice, loud and clear, and every time in German I heard it, and I'm very grateful to the Lord that I really preached the word by his commission. And that the Lord has given grace that now all over the world, all brothers and all sisters can listen through the transmission in all languages, three times a week, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday. I can only say, the scriptures are fulfilled before our eyes, before our ears. The return of the Lord is near. May all read the scriptures, take them to heart, and tell the Lord, I want to be there when the rapture takes place. May all be bowed in heart, no resistance, for the Lord dwells with those who are of a broken heart and humble spirit. May all humble themselves under the mighty hand of God. May the will of God be done in all of us by grace, with those who proclaim the word, with those who hear the word. For the word always accomplishes what it was sent to do. And the end time message will accomplish in all who believe it what it was sent for, namely that a bride without spot or wrinkle, clothed in white, will appear before the Lord when He returns to take us up into glory in the rapture. May the blessing of Almighty God rest upon all who now stand on the promises, believe them, and will experience them in fulfillment. This is promised by the Lord, that the promises will be fulfilled through us. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 19 to 22. Please, dear brothers, dear sisters, believe every promise and expect the fulfillment in faith, and together we will experience the consummation. May the blessing of Almighty God rest and be with you all. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Freude und Schmerz. Jesus, 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 schönster Name mein, stillst all mein Verlangen, füllst mein Herz mit Sonnenschein. Freudig darf ich nun in seiner Gnade, finde bei ihm Schutz und Halt. Schauert seit sein freundlich Angesicht, jauchzet um mein Widerstand. Jesus, 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 schönster Name mein, stillst all mein Verlangen, füllst mein Herz mit Sonnenschein. Geht mein Weg durch tiefe Wasserau, scheint der Brunnen voll und schall. Darf ich doch den Heiland froh vertrauen, seine Führung ist mein Heil. Jesus, 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 schönster Name mein, stillst all mein Verlangen, füllst mein Herz mit Sonnenschein. wieder und wird mich grüßen in der Herrlichkeit. Freudig darf ich ihm entgegengehen, werde bei ihm sein Laut sein.